You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal Alderson, a very good morning to you. We're starting off with this tragedy. No survivors from that Ethiopian airline crash. And as I understand it, the aircraft had at some point this weekend been at OR Tambo.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. Very sad news. So what usually happens, Bongani, one takes the flight from Johannesburg to Addis, and in the morning you stay over, and then you take that flight to Kenya, which I've done in the past. And indeed, that flight had flown from Johannesburg. And so very sad news that this Boeing 737, which was only a few months old, Bongani, had crashed. And this is the same aircraft that ill-fated Lion Air in Indonesia also crashed. And so now we see that China and Ethiopia have suspended the use of that aircraft, Boeing, of course, expressing their deep condolences. And so far, of course, they're still trying to investigate what caused the accident, because it's minutes after takeoff it crashed, and eyewitnesses say it was really a terrible scene to witness. And so we see the 149 passengers and 8 crew members died. Of course, there were 35 different nationalities on that flight. Unfortunately, the majority Kenyans, more than 32. President Uhuru Kenyatta saying that specialized centers to assist family and those who lost loved ones will be set up in Nairobi to assist those. And so we see that, of course, there were also a lot of UN staffers on that flight because there was apparently a big UN conference in Kenya. And so quite sad news. So, of course, Bongani, Ethiopian Airlines is dubbed Africa's largest carrier. It has ambitious plans to become the key gateway for Africa. The last crash they had was in 2010, which was in Beirut. They've expanded assertively, and it is basically the airline of choice when you travel on the African continent. But I think the latest incident, of course, leaving quite, some sadness in East Africa and across the globe, given that we've had Canadians, U.S. citizens, Swedes, Slovakians, Nigerians, Chinese, so many nationalities on that flight.
Yeah, Crystal, lots of questions being asked, not so much about the airline, but rather the manufacturer of the aircraft. If you think of that incident in Indonesia, in less than 6 months, two of these planes have gone down. After 8, we'll be speaking to an aviation expert to find out exactly where the fingers should be pointing. A very quick one, a low voter turnout in those elections for Nigerian governors and local assemblies.
Yes, Bongani, no surprise there. Millions of voters actually stayed away from casting their ballots to elect governors and state assembly members. Again, there were reports of violence, ballot boxing, stealing, and of course vote buying at several of the polling units. Now, of course, it comes weeks just after Buhari won that second term. And so basically voters said they don't trust the electoral body to conduct a free and fair poll, and hence they stayed away, of course, at stake 29 governorship positions. And so we see now even the civil society group, the Situation Room, which is quite one of the key groups in that country, they said that the security environment was really excessive, and the deployment of military officials was really a major factor that played a role in why we saw that low voter turnout in Nigeria, Bongani.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That's what's going on the rest of the continent. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.